So the last couple weeks, we've been covering how to eat healthy. We've done part one and part two, so if you've missed those, I highly recommend you go back and listen to them. But today, we are diving into a very important element when it comes to eating healthy, and that is balance. And how does it play out? We're talking all about that. You don't want to miss it. Let's go.
The future of fitness.
How do you gain muscle mass?
Fitness is not complicated. It's simple when you break it down.
There's so much information out there.
No fads, no diets, just plain simple habits.
You're listening to the Bones to Bulk podcast.
Hey, welcome to today's episode. My name is Brian Parody. I will be your host. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. So glad to have you here. I try to keep these episodes short and brief, about 10 minutes, and pack in as much as I can in these short episodes. No fads, no crazy diet supplements or anything weird. It's just plain simple habits that will get you to your goal. Before we dive in, if you have not followed this podcast, please go ahead and click follow, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. That would mean the world to me. All right, let's dive in. So we've talked about calorie counting and why that's so important. We've talked about the importance of water. We've talked about the importance of what is healthy food and what is not healthy food and how to eat naturally and eat things that are natural products and not man-made products. But today I want to dive into another element that is really, really important in that most people really struggle with when it comes to nutrition, and that is balance. How do you balance still splurging once in a while, still living normal life while eating healthy? Well, let me tell you, I do not eat perfect, not at all. However, there is a balance to this, right? So I'm going to kind of dive into kind of my belief in what that balance should look like. So first off, I don't limit myself on any foods. There are a few things that I just will not touch because of health reasons, but for the most part, there's not really anything that's off limits. Now, that being said, my diet is on point about 85% of the time. That leaves about 15%, which usually equates to one evening that's just kind of a cheat night, and then one afternoon / evening that is a cheat half day. And that's kind of how I break down my healthy eating. So how does that work? Well, in the week, I try to really be on point. So Monday through Friday afternoon, I try to eat as clean as possible. So I'm meal prepping, which we're going to get into next week. And let me tell you, if you're not meal prepping, you're setting yourself up for failure already. Like for real, meal prepping is life. So I meal prep on Saturdays or Sundays. So everything is set for the next week. That includes all my lunches, and that includes our entire family's dinners. So everything is set going into the week. So there's not room for, oh man, I had to work late tonight. I got to swing by and pick something up because there's nothing ready for dinner. No, dinner is ready. It's in the fridge. It just needs to be heated up. Same with lunches. Regardless of what's going on at work or with life, everything, meals are ready. I can grab them, throw them in my lunchbox, and go to work. And I don't have to think about it. And I'm going to get into meal prep tips and techniques again in the next episode. But meal prep is super important. So I'm eating really healthy Monday through most of Friday. I'm hitting my calorie goal. I'm eating clean, healthy foods that are natural, that I've made myself. They're not man-made products. And I'm on point. Now, come Friday evening, we usually have a cheat meal. This can range from pizza to Mexican food to whatever, right? And then usually have a dessert, have a couple drinks. So that is Friday night. Now, with that being said, I set myself up for Friday evening. In other words, I don't eat as much Friday morning and Friday lunchtime afternoon. I skip my afternoon snack. I eat a lighter lunch and a little bit lighter breakfast. And I skip any snacks that day, at least in the morning and afternoon. So I'm still eating clean up until about dinner time on Friday, and my calories are way lower than they typically would be going into dinner on Friday night. This makes up for the extra calories I'm going to consume with my cheat meal and my drinks and my snack, right? So you've got to constantly be thinking ahead, thinking about, okay, what is my plan of action for today? What am I, you know, gearing up for? What am I have going on? Maybe you have a get together, maybe you're going to a birthday party, whatever it is, plan in advance for it. Sundays are pretty similar. So Sundays is kind of like we do a cheat afternoon early meal. And typically we love to do like a spinach cheese dip with chips and veggies, or we'll do like a bean cheese dips. It's always something along those lines. We'll have a few drinks and have something sweet, right? So that's kind of our afternoon from, I would say, 2. And then we cut it off about 7 at night. So we're not really having a dinner that night. So that's cutting a lot of the calories there. And then again, eating less food Sunday morning and Sunday for lunch. So because we kind of start snacking on this around 2 to 3 o'clock. We're not having a really big lunch, having a really light lunch, maybe just a little bit of chicken and some broccoli, something to tide us over, but nothing that is crazy. Same for breakfast. Breakfast is usually pretty light. I usually do a yogurt with some granola in it. So again, planning ahead. It doesn't take much thought to kind of plan ahead. It just is being conscious of it, being like, okay, what am I going to have later? So how can I best set myself up for that? And this does two things. A, it allows you to enjoy without the regret, without the, oh, I'm ruining my calorie goal. No, I'm still within my calories. Maybe I'm barely over, but I'm pretty much spot on with my calories because I've allowed for those extra calories. Also, my body has been eating really, really clean all week, and I don't have to worry about having this little bit that isn't good for me. You see what I'm saying? Like, this balance is key. Now, here's where a lot of people get it wrong. So you eat clean Monday through Friday, and then from Friday at dinner until Monday morning, you eat garbage. Now, this can destroy every ounce of work you are doing during the week. Let me explain how. Let's say Friday evening comes and you do a cheat meal, which again, I do as well. Nothing wrong with that. Let's say you have a pizza, you have some dessert, you have a couple drinks. Okay, cool. Then comes Saturday. You have, I don't know, some donuts, or you go out to eat for breakfast, and then same for lunch. You're just grabbing whatever, and then dinner, you go out again, or you're just making. The thing is, like, you are going to go so far over your calories if you go an entire day of doing this. And eating out is where it really, really gets crazy. If you eat out, let's just say twice in a day, I guarantee you, unless you've like really, really just gone to some really healthy restaurant and really been hyper-focused on your calories, you're probably, with two meals eating out, consuming about 3,000 calories. Now, I don't know what your daily goal is, but for most people, that's way above it. So let's say you do that both days on the weekend. Let's say you hit a total of 6,000 to 8,000 calories from Saturday morning to Sunday night, which is not hard to do. A medium pizza, and let's say you have 2 cans of soda. Let's say you have an alcoholic beverage. Let's say you have a piece of cake. Shoot, right there, you're talking 3,000 to 4,000 right there with one meal. So it is very easy to shoot everything to hell over the weekend. And what happens is, let's say you consume 8,000 calories over the entire weekend. Well, that 8,000 calories, if your goal for each day is 2,000 to 2,500, you're 3,000 calories over what you should be at, which literally undoes everything you worked at Monday through Friday and being in that 500 calorie deficit. So yes, you might be eating perfect Monday through Friday, but if you are going nonstop from Friday evening to Monday morning and eating crap and not counting, and you literally will undo all your work. And it doesn't matter if you're working out or not. Like, food is what destroys any kind of progress that you're making. So again, stick to the 85-15 rule. It's a good rule of thumb. 15% of the time, have a little cheat meal. 85% of the time, be on point, but plan out your cheat meals. Plan out the days when you're going to splurge and have whatever you enjoy. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, and you shouldn't feel guilty about it. Just be conscious about it. Go into it with the mindset of, you know, I don't have to have an entire pizza to enjoy. I can have 3 slices and a drink and have a little snack later and be content. I don't need to go crazy and stuff my face. I don't need to go crazy and just eat to satisfy that whatever craving I'm having. And I can still maintain how many calories I'm eating a day, and I can still keep within that range without blowing things to bits. So I hope this helps in setting up that balance, because balance is key. It's key in the foods you eat. Like I talked about last week, I don't believe in elimination diets. You should be eating healthy foods from all food groups. And this goes along with that balance. I will always come back to how much balance is absolutely key when it comes to your fitness, your health, your nutrition, all of it. Balance, balance, balance. I cannot overstate it enough. All right, I hope this helps. And until next week, again, we're going to be talking about food prep and how to get your butt in gear with that, and how, if you're not, you are really missing out on making your life a whole lot easier. A lot of people think that food prep is super scary and it takes a lot of work, but I promise you, once you get it down, you're actually saving so much time. I can't tell you the amount of time we save by meal prepping on the weekend for a few hours and then not have to think about food, not have to cook a single meal the rest of the week. It's so time freeing and mind freeing. So you don't want to miss next week's episode. Till then, keep doing the things you need to do. Take those baby steps every single day, those simple habits, and you will hit your goal. You've got this.